Stories Podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge number 142. The topic is double dipping. That's right. A whole bunch of people said, what are we going to write about this week? And then I posted up double dipping because that's what the winner of the previous weekly challenge wanted. And so everyone is now writing stories about double dipping, and they're recording them and they're sending them to me, and I'm collecting them up, and a cat is meowing. He always interrupts. Anyway, let's find out who won last week to see who goes first this week. And that...
No, you don't. You think you go first.
And that's Ashley. Congratulations, Ashley. You will be going first this week. Uh-huh. Yeah. You nervous? You get a little spot of sweat there. Okay. Here we go with Ashley and his story.
Hello, this is Ashley, and this is number 142, Double Dipped. I apologize for my voice being worse than normal, but I'm in the middle of a cold, and I just can't do anything about it. The title of my story is Little Johnny Sucks Up.
Happy birthday, Mr. Thomas,
said Little Johnny. Mr. Thomas said,
Thank you, Johnny,
as he opened the bag of chocolate goodies.
The smaller ones are peanuts. The bigger ones, brownie bits. I made the brownies and double-dipped each in chocolate myself.
Mr. Thomas smiled as he popped a brownie bit into his mouth. The smile gone, he swallowed hard, coughing mightily.
You're welcome, Mr. Thomas,
said little Johnny as he headed back to his seat. All the other kids in the class watched with awe. They already knew. The brownie bits were really deer pellets. A legend was born. For anybody out there that doesn't know that much about deer and such, deer pellets are really deer poop. You find them in little piles or little round things, and they're out there where the deer are. So anyway, bye.
Yeah, these are what? Deer pellets are what? Oh God! Hold on a second. Oh. Thank you, Ashley. You can check out more from Ashley. Well, here. He didn't give a URL. Congratulations, and good luck next week with the topic that you've chosen, which I'll post in the podcast feed. Next up, we have all of our veterans. Since we had no rookies this week, nobody willing to take the dip. And, you know, everyone's got colds, too, and it's a busy holiday season, everyone getting back to work, so there aren't that many stories. But that just means that Caleb will just have to shop quickly. First up is Guy David. He provides the music for the beginning, the ending, and this story in the podcast.
Hi there, and welcome to Weekly Challenge number 142. I'm Guy from Night Guy, where the purple bunnies are now gone missing. They all went chasing after Novel Joe. Find me at nightguy.guydavid.com. The topic for today is double dipped. Am I slowly turning into Planet Z? Oh, the horror! By the way, the man with the tupper hat and the cigar is exactly who you think it is. Here is my story for today. Enjoy!
You have to double dip it. Once is not enough. Once won't get you the texture, the finesse. It has to be dipped twice. Then it has to be rolled over 3 times and wrapped around the other part 5 times. The topping comes next. That has to circle the whole thing 10 times. Circle it 11 times and you destroy the balance. Circle it 9 times and the taste is ruined. When it's done, don't just eat it. Savor it. treasure it. Enjoy every tiny bite, every twinkle of taste. Enjoy it for what it is, your life giver.
Twinkle of Taste. You know, that's my nickname. Especially if you follow my Twitter and Plurk and read some of the crazy crap that's there. Oh, thank you, Guy. You can check out more from Guy. Well, I'm not listing out people's URLs while you're walking around and shopping, Caleb. Instead, I'm going to put them all in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. So while you wait for the macaroni to boil, well, you can check out people's sites. Next up is Tom from, it's been over a year, but I keep wanting to say footnote. But then again, it's been a year, and I keep thinking Frisky's going to wander around. No, poor little guy, he's gone. Lit a candle for him last night. Little guy suffered, but his suffering ended. Oh well, now that I've got you on a happy mood, here's Tom.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And now for some weekly updates. Anima Zabaleta moves past Andrew into the sixth position with 44 stories in a row. One giant leap over him. Justin goes to 10th position with 33 stories. Jeffrey from Great Heights passes into top 20 with 21 stories. And the only action on the backside is Brad and Philip, who are in the 29th and 31st positions, respectively. Guy David continues a string of stories with 85 in a row, 15 away from that 100 stories in a row mark. Go, go, Guy. Caleb's back with 83 stories, and your humble scribe continues with 125 stories in a row with an 89% contribution rate, 1 point less than A. Total number of contributors, 157. 67 people tried it one time and then wandered off. We are at 10.6 stories per episode. I think that's going to stay solid through the rest of the year. We are at 44 stories in a row in double digits and a grand total of over 1,500 stories. Pretty amazing. Tonight's story is called Twin Scoops. Timmy the typewriting monkey was double dipping. He had an exclusive contract with Crap Publishing, Houston TX. But unknown to the firm, Timmy had sold a story to Ben and Jerry Press, which was being serialized in Vanity Fair. The story was entitled Our American Cousin. In the final installment, the old rail splitter had been mortally wounded by villain Toll Booth. In a mixture of fever and lust, ripped open the bodice of his mourning wife, thus exposing Twin Scoops and Mary Todd, just as Abe expired. Crap Publishing was taking legal actions, but at present is spanking their monkey.
She blinded me with science and feminine biology.
So we're going to keep that double-digit standard going, huh? you forget that first of the year fall off that always happens. Yeah, folks get busy, and that's okay. I just want to know what they're doing. Are they plotting against me? Anyway, thank you, Statsman Tom. You truly are a numbers dude. Next up is Anima Zabaleta, who has moved into the, well, whatever position this is, she's there. And here is her story.
Hello, Anima here again, trying to warm up. I know I'm not the only one who is chilling, but ham, it has been cold this week. This is for Weekly Challenge 142, prompt of Double Dipped, and my story is called Lucky Duck. Enjoy. Howard has incredible luck. So much, you'd think he was double-dipped in it. Spying $20 on the ground, Howard stooped to pick it up, His hand was crushed by the scuff leather shoe of Brad Pitt.
Mind if I take that? I have a family to support.
When he was stranded on the highway, Professor Adobayero, king of the Nigerian scams, stopped to help. Howard got arrested as an accomplice when Vice showed up. Don't even ask about his dates. Maybe Howard's luck is changing. Today he found a four-leaf clover. There were no falling anvils to be seen.
I'm especially afraid of falling anvils. I mean, you always hear about people hammering things out, but you never hear of the anvil. Where did the anvils go? All those anvils that appeared in cartoons, were they recycled into something else? Maybe all those giant transforming robots? I'd like to know, what do you think happened to them? Thank you, Anima. Next up is Justin. Space Turtle. I don't have much more to say than that. If I did, I would say it right now.
Space Turtle. Justin Lemester here with today's 100-word story. The topic is double-dipped, and before I get started, I would like to talk about where I get my inspiration. Usually I've looked at the topic after I've listened to the stories, and then I'm sitting around and I get an idea. That's usually how it happens. And this week's case, I was listening to a video game remix and got the idea. So here it is. It's called Weird Scientists Reunion. This Weird Scientist Reunion is okay. It's good to see some of my old friends and all, but some can be such plonkers. Bloody time traveler over there. He keeps jumping back in time to steal all the snacks. He's a real git. And that Captain Nemo. He's playing with a little toy sub in the punch bowl. What a sod. I say, Dr. Jekyll. As if we haven't seen that. Now I'm Jekyll. Now I'm Hyde Trick. Bugger. Oi, look there. Willy just double-dipped a candy cane into the chocolate fondue fountain. He's such a wonker.
I have a thing for Captain Nemo. He's a cool dude, you know? Thank you, Justin. Once again, you can check out more from all the people who write the stories and record them. They write the stories that make the whole world hit pause. You can find those all up at the show notes, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, within the poll. More about the poll at the end of this show. You've been hearing this for how many times? 142? And you don't know all this by now? You're brand new to this? There are actually people new to this listening with their Christmas iPods and all that? You're kidding me. If you're brand new to listening to this, just write me. Tell me, where were you all this time? What were you listening to? Were you listening to that Steve Ely escape pod? Were you listening to Norm Sherman Drabblecast? Or he's actually reading out a 100-word story at the beginning of every one of his shows now. He's actually doing a drabble, which, you know, shocked me that he started doing that. I mean, it's only called the Drabblecast. Next up is Norval Joe, because you need more Norval, and you need more Joe. I know I do. So, without further ado, it's Norval Joe.
Hi, this is Norval Joe, and since you brought it up last week, Lawrence, I got the name Norval from my grandmother's uncle. I heard my mother speaking about him when I was 15 years old, and I thought that was such a cool-sounding name, I've used it as a pseudonym on and off ever since. And speaking of pseudonyms, last week I noticed a tone of contempt in your voice when you were speaking about Escape Pod and how Ely uses the same authors over and over again. You know, in the past, I have gone by the name of Peter S. Beagle. But when he found out I was using his name, he sued me over it, so I haven't used it much since. Well, never mind. Here's my entry for number 142. He had heard of double-dipped chocolates, Seinfeld's double-dipper faux pas, and even a double-dipper recession. He had never imagined double-dipped hosiery. Dilbert Dublay, a particle engineer, hadn't worn a matched pair of socks in 40 years. Dilbert took long, hollow nanofibers and immersed them, twice, in a polarized ionic solution. When woven into the fabric of cloth, the fibers could be given ionic signatures. Dilbert Dublay's double-dipped nanosocks, activated by heat from the dryer, will magnetically find their mates to come out as a matched pair. Coming soon to a store near you. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
You know, I wish I could actually buy those. I never match my socks, even though the only socks that I wear are white gym socks. I never wear fancy socks. Thank you, Norville Joe. And just to speak on the Steve Ely thing, they do use the same authors over and over and over again. And, I mean, I was greatly disappointed this year by how boring the Merle Lafferty story was. Christiana Ellis could not save it. I mean, Christiana could read the ingredients off of a bottle of water and make it interesting. But it just, that one just was not, it was like she was pushing it, dashing it out, you know, the mighty more. But the problem is you've got so many people that are blind fans of folks that they don't say, this one kind of, you know, you really ought to. And I love it when people say, hey, Lair, your story sucked. And it's great. And I'm sure that now that I've said that, people are going to say, like, hey, can you make a button so that I don't have to type all that out? I can just click once and then, you know, fill in a name and then boom, let you know that your story sucked. If I could do that, I would. You know, anyone know of a plugin for movable type that does it, or do I need to move to WordPress for that, or do I have to do the freaking JavaScript? Blech. But really, it's good to know when you screw up, so that you can go back in your stories, see which ones people like, and see which ones you like. Take that narrow focus, and then focus on those kind of stories. And then everybody's happy. Or, if you're like me, you just write what you write at 11 at night, and then quickly record them, and then get the hell to bed. Oh well, another stupid rant by me. And I still think that last one by Moore really sucked. Oh well, speaking of stories that suck, let's drag out of the good old closet our tapes of that far distant moron, Planet Z.
Poisoning apples for Halloween is a lost art. Not only do you dip them in the poison twice, but you need to let the first coating of poison dry before applying the second. Nobody gives out apples anymore. It's all prepackaged candy these days. Cheap and simple, no fuss. Still, every now and then I'll buy an apple from the grocery store, work my magic on it, and put it back. My son wants to follow in my footsteps, but he does it with lemons and oranges. That just poisons the outer peel. Oh well. Maybe one day you'll learn.
Yes, I did that especially for you, Caleb, as you grocery shop. So, gonna get some apples? Yes, it's the end of the show. Thank you for hanging in there with me in the weekly challenge number 142, double dipping. I know it's shorter than most shows, but it's only as long as the number of stories that you people send in. If you did not send one in and you're listening, write me. Tell me what you've been doing instead of writing. I want to know. I want to know what you're up to. I want to know what you're doing. I want to know what you're wearing. Ha, ha, ha. So, What do we do at this point? Why, we put down our iPod, we pull over to the side of the road, and we ask a police officer to bring up podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Then we look at all the links to all the people who sent in stories this week. We also look at the text of the stories in case we couldn't understand what the hell anyone was saying because the sirens were too loud. And then, finally, we vote for our favorite stories. We can click on all of them. We can click on none of them. We could click on every other one of them if we wanted to. And then you click on vote. Isn't that fun? The winner will pick the topic for the next weekly challenge. But, okay, maybe the next weekly challenge. The next weekly challenge, the topic is already up, and I'm sure you're already thinking up stories and excuses for not writing a story this week on that topic. Anyway, thank you for listening, and oh, by the way, don't forget about Great Heights. That's greatheights.blogspot.com. Jeffrey Height has already posted the prompt for that. There's also Craig of Watch the Bowl. There's Planet X-Ray Podcast. And there's all sorts of other podcasts out there with storytelling that isn't too long. Thank you for listening. Come back next week for another weekly challenge. And, as always... Give me a second. I'm trying to catch my breath. Whew. Oh. Keep it brief. Closing.